At the Hangzhou singles meeting point, the man required the woman to undergo a premarital checkup. The woman and a group of mothers-in-law immediately dispersed, and some of the girls even left crying in anger. It's just a premarital checkup. Why is he so scared? What is he trying to hide? Logically speaking, a premarital checkup is very necessary and also quite normal, right? It's a way to be responsible to both parties and to the next generation. A young man told the woman, "I accept the car, the house, and the dowry you requested, but the premarital checkup must be done. I don't require you to be a virgin, but your fertility history data can't be too concerning." The woman asked, "What do you mean by fertility history?" The young man explained, "F stands for the number of times you've been pregnant, B stands for the number of births, and M stands for the number of miscarriages." The girl, hearing this, became furious and left. It's like you're about to spend tens of thousands on a car. You want to know if it's original from the factory, if the engine has been overhauled, if the odometer has been altered, if it's a secondhand, modified, flood-damaged, or accident car. You want an inspection report of the car. It's not too much to ask, right? Of course, this doesn't mean secondhand cars can't be bought. It just means the price should reflect the condition of the vehicle. No one wants to be scammed, right? That's right.
I am Mei Lin. I am 40 years old and my soul is shattered. The dating companies, which promise love, reject me as if I were nothing. "You're too old," they say, with that coldness that cuts through me like a knife. According to them, men only want young women, girls, as if I were an expired product. It's humiliating and insult to the woman I am, full of life and battles. I take care of myself, you know? I go to the gym almost every day, I sweat to keep my body in shape, and my appearance attracts attention. Many men look at me on the street, compliment my smile, my curves that the red qipao hugs so well. But it's bizarre, as soon as they know my age, the interest disappears instantly, as if I turn to smoke. I don't understand. I have energy, I have a story, I have a fire that number 20-year-old woman could imitate. There was that day in Beijing that I will never forget. I went to a singles event, all excited, wearing my favorite qipao. I arrived with a shy smile, my heart racing with hope. But as soon as I entered, an organizer pulled me aside as if I were a dirty secret. "Sorry, madam, our clients prefer up to 35 years old. It's the policy." I stood there, paralyzed, hearing laughter in the background. My face burned with shame, my qipao got wrinkled, and my pride? It crumbled. I left feeling a thousand non-existent gazes on me. What kind of rotten world is this that erases me because of a number? I'm not too old, I'm everything, strong, beautiful, alive. These companies sell rejection, not love. I deserve more. If men run from my intensity, the problem is theirs, cowards who can't handle a real woman.
I'm over 35. And if there's one thing I've learned over time, it's that the dating market is not friendly to women like me. Many dating agencies won't even accept women over this age. Why? Because, in their minds, the men who meet my criteria can also choose women who are 23 or 24. And guess what? They choose them. I've seen this happen countless times. Intelligent, successful, independent women being overlooked because a younger version of them is available in the market. And the worst part? Many still believe they're in control, that they can choose anyone. I made that mistake too. Not long ago, I looked into a dating service and said I wanted a man between 33 and 37 years old. My demands were actually quite reasonable. But one of the men suggested gave me an answer that made me laugh with frustration. The mother of the last woman I met in a blind date was 45 years old. In other words, in his mind, I'm closer to being the generation of mothers than the women he's considering. And let's be real, this is the reality. Most men entering this market have already figured out the rules of the game. They know they need money, stability, and good standards to be chosen. And because of this, they also know they can pick. And don't think the agencies are on our side. Many of them just pretend they have options for us. They create fake profiles, make empty promises, feed our hopes just to make money. But in reality, the available men are almost never interested in women my age. I've seen this up close. I know many don't want to hear this truth, but if you're over 30 and still want to marry, you can't wait for a fairy tale ending. The dating market is not on our side. Time is not on our side. And no, this isn't aging panic. It's reality. Go to any big city and see for yourself. The advice I'd give to any younger woman? Don't wait. The longer you wait, the harder it gets. And this isn't desperation, it's strategy.
After waking up, millions of older single women in China must be in a panic. Now, at matchmaking events, there are a large number of foreign women looking for marriage. Most of them were born after the 2000s and are everywhere. Some speak up to 5 languages and earn more than 50,000 yuan per month. They are willing to have children and don't even ask for a dowry. The only condition? The husband must be a Chinese man. Some netizens have commented that people in Jiangsu are already marrying these women and spending only 4,000 yuan to do so. Who would have thought? In this regard, Jiangsu is leading the way. Ha ha ha. While women from other countries want to come and marry Chinese men, Chinese women, on the other hand, do not have the same advantage. This is because, especially the older ones, they have a pretty bad reputation abroad. So, do you think that in 2025, single men will finally turn the tables? Oh my god.
Do older women not have the right to participate in social events? A woman contacted me for advice about the 200,000 event on Saturday, and she said, "Why do you limit the age of women in your events so much? I feel like my age is being discriminated against." I asked, "How old are you?" She replied, "I'm 28 or 29. I said, "Well, at that age, it's a bit late. You don't have much of an advantage in the events." She asked, "So, do older women not have the right to participate in social events?" To be honest, as an organizer, I don't discriminate against anyone. And for me, the more people who participate, the better. But why do we limit the age of women? Actually, in the first 2 years when we organized these types of events, we had no age restrictions. At that time, we had many older women signing up. But we soon realized that when there were too many older women in the events, young men didn't want to sign up anymore. Moreover, many of these older women would give me feedback after the events, saying that no men approached them to chat or add them on WeChat, and that discouraged them. So later on, we decided that our events would only be for the younger audience. This way, everyone's experience would be better, and the chances of success would be higher.
A dating show finally left a group of older single women desperate, revealing their true faces. First, we had the first-tier good sister, who, right off the bat, demanded a handsome man with a prestigious degree, a fully paid house and car, so she could pick at will. Then came the second-tier good sister, who kept shaking her head and rejected 6 suitors in a row. Not to mention the never-married, never-divorced sister, the wishful-thinking sister, the awakened sister, and many others. Many people finally realized how distorted these women's views on relationships are and how much it's actually hurting them. A man who is 1.8 m tall, has a postgraduate degree, and earns hundreds of thousands of yuan per year is still considered just barely acceptable by many of these older women. Some even think such men are everywhere. After all, in their minds, the most desirable men, the top-tier candidates, have a line of women waiting for them that stretches all the way to Paris. So what competitive advantage does an ordinary man even have? But reality tells a different story. Only 6% of men in China are taller than 1.8 m. Only 6.6% have a university degree. Only 10% earn more than 5,000 yuan per month. Now, do the math. How many men actually meet all 3 criteria at the same time? The truth is, the dream sold by the market has worked too well. These women have consumed so much motivational and illusionary content that many can no longer see reality for what it is. Some might argue, "I have a master's degree, and I'm willing to settle for a man with just a bachelor's. I have my own house and car, and I'd accept someone earning just tens of thousands a year. I don't even ask for a dowry, and I'm okay with a man who's only 1.8 m tall. That's not too demanding, right?" And no, it's not. But why should a well-educated, high-income man choose you? Let's consider investment logic. There's a theory called the impossible triangle, where return, risk, and liquidity can never be maximized at the same time. The dating market follows a similar rule. First of all, top-tier men rarely enter the market. And a man with such qualities has plenty of choices,
Why would he limit himself to older women? If these conditions are appealing to a 30-year-old woman, wouldn't they be even more appealing to a 25-year-old? At the end of the day, you can't have it all. Older women may have a good degree and a high salary, but that doesn't make up for the age disadvantage. And if they have other incompatibilities, their chances of finding a partner shrink even further. In fact, many women over 30 have even stricter standards than 25-year-olds. How could that possibly work? Even hosts of dating shows warn that in big cities, there are far more single women than single men. Women who still live in a fantasy world, especially older women, need to lower their expectations. Many people have commented, "Forget those fairy tales. If you truly want to settle down, the most important thing is to find someone with good character and aligned values. When the foundation is solid, you can build the rest." But some women just refuse to accept reality. They blindly believe in the promise of a perfect partner and even blame dating shows for portraying reality too honestly, making it harder for them to find someone. In the end, if they continue down this path, their fate will be one of two things: either they'll be valuable but unwanted, or they'll end up alone forever.
Now, many matchmakers are starting to complain about women. Many dating agencies are posting notices saying that women over 40 are not allowed to join. These matchmakers are really upset. You see those dating agencies and marriage associations putting up notices saying that women over 40 should not even think about applying. It's truly both laughable and sad, because they don't want to make money from them anymore and are simply rejecting them at the door. Why are they being so harsh? It's because women over 40 have too high demands, absurdly high and unrealistic ones. The matchmakers, people arranging marriages, are getting frustrated with them. Even if a god of love, mythological figure, were to come and match couples, he'd probably get so frustrated that he would give up. They really see themselves as goddesses and have no idea of their own limitations. But we can't blame these women entirely. Everyone has their own expectations and wants, and we can't just say their demands are unrealistic. Maybe they simply have higher hopes for life and want to find someone who truly understands and loves them. Also, age isn't the only measure of a person's value. Women over 40 still have charm and qualities. There are women around 40 who insist they take great care of themselves, that they have nothing in common with 18-year-old girls, and they still want a 20-year younger guy for a dream relationship. That really seems like a fantasy, doesn't it? Look at those women who already have kids or are on their second marriage. When they go into a dating agency, they start demanding, "I want someone over 1.8 m tall, good-looking with abs and rich." Oh my God, are they looking for a partner or a god of wealth? You already have kids and a second marriage and still have such high demands. It's not that they don't want to get married, it seems like they want something impossible. But, actually, everyone has the right to pursue happiness. They just want to find someone who makes them happy, and that's not wrong. And who says that a woman in a second marriage with kids can't have high standards? They've been through a lot and deserve to be treated with respect. Now there are women who want everything the man has to be written in his name, all his future companies to be handed over, and even his in-laws' money. What do they want with this? Are they trying to empty the man's home? Dating agencies aren't treasure chests, and they're not places to daydream. The matchmaker isn't like the Monkey King, able to magically produce men that meet their requirements. If these men can be successful with younger, prettier women, why would they look for older women? But we can't just give in to their demands. Maybe they simply want more security and stability in a relationship, which is also understandable. Also, marriage is a joint effort. We can't expect one side to meet all the demands. Now, look at the older women who say they're so exceptional, but still keep daydreaming, hoping to be spotted by a Prince Charming who will make them rich overnight. Haha, I really hope they give up these unrealistic dreams. These women simply don't listen to the matchmaker's advice and continue raising their requirements instead of lowering them. It's really hard to find words to say. Now tell me, which dating agency would dare to accept a woman like this? If agencies had a way to expand their business, they'd be doing it. Business is always about making money, right? Now, many women still say that the quality of men in dating agencies isn't good, but the registration fees are higher for men. These men, on the other hand, are more realistic. They know what they have to offer and the kind of people they can attract. This naturally increases their success rate. So, the analysis always favors men. Men's money is easier to earn. But, that doesn't mean we can't recognize their efforts and value. Everyone has their dreams and wants. Maybe they just haven't found someone who truly understands them. We should offer more support and understanding to these women.
Look, I don't know if you've noticed from the videos on the channel, but the strange trend in the marriage market these days is only increasing, and it's probably going to get worse, not only in China, but here in the West as well. You've got these single women, especially the ones who've hit that leftover status as they get older, who keep raising their demands for men higher and higher. They've waited this long, so now they won't settle for anything less than a full-on sugar daddy package. No material guarantees, no ring. They'd rather stay single, sipping their coffee, living their high-quality solo life. And let's be honest, guys are pissed off with this attitude. Most men look at these leftover women and roll their eyes so hard they might strain something. These women want a guy with a fat wallet and a fancy car, a one-way ticket to the good life. The problem is, men who have all that, they don't need a wife. And trust me, they're not going to look for an older model when they've got a buffet of younger options. It's the total opposite of what these women are expecting. Here's the brutal truth these women need to swallow. Men, rich or not, gravitate toward young and beautiful. Or at least, young. Why? Biology is not woke. Folks, reproduction still matters, and no amount of denial changes the game. So, I have a question for the older women. If a guy has all these amazing qualities and can meet your sky-high demands, why the hell would he choose you? Is he brain dead? Charity case of the year? Deep down, a lot of these women know their checklists are pure fantasy fuel, but they still cling to it, like, oh, I'll just wait a little longer. Prince Charming is totally gonna slide into my DMs. Ladies, wake up. Youth and beauty, that's your ace in the hole. A young, attractive woman can snag a man of any age because, newsflash, men of every age are wired to notice. But as women get older, that appeal starts fading, and past a certain point, it's a nosedive, unless you're loaded yourself, I guess. But men, as long as they've got cash or status, they've got leverage. Young, gorgeous women will still line up, cruel, cold reality. So, the higher these older women set their unrealistic standards, the harder they're screwing themselves. Push men to far, and guess who's left crying into their wine glass? Not the guys. Stop whining about a woman shortage or fertility windows or this female empowerment nonsense. Men have been forced to face reality way before you did. And here's the kicker. These days, guys have better options, younger women, foreign women, you name it. So, older ladies, wake up, stop deluding yourselves, ditch the arrogance, and stop acting like you can demand the impossible for a wedding ring. And of course, they won't really end up alone in the end. There'll always be a guy to take them in. But logically, that guy won't be the Prince Charming they're searching for. They no longer hold the cards, and men, they've already stopped playing their game. I'll stop here, but I'd love to know your point of view in the comments about this dilemma. What do you think? Are Chinese men on the right path? Do you agree with them? If you liked the video, give it a like and subscribe to the channel for more videos like this. I'll see you in the next one.